Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday School Hour. This time we'll dismiss the children 9 and under to go downstairs and sing. For a short devotional this morning, looking into Luke chapter 12, there's a couple verses here that caught my attention, and I'd like to look into it and maybe apply it to my life, because I know that I need it here. And so Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through, I believe I'll go through 33 here. Starts out in verse 22. It's Jesus speaking here. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is the least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not that what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, nor moth corrupteth. So, just had to think, you know, do I worry and fret over things in life? Probably do so. And, you know, he's saying here, we let's put no thought into that, or let's take no thought into that, what you shall eat, or for your body, what you shall put on, because God provides it. I had to think, too many times I get my needs and my wants mixed up, and I just, instead of focusing on serving the Lord, I focus on what I want, and I strive and I go, and pretty soon I'm all flustered because I forget that I'm supposed to be seeking the kingdom rather than the things here on earth. And, I had to think maybe we focus too much on those things rather than on God's faithfulness. And I know that I do. God is faithful. He has always provided so far. And he will continue to do that there. And I just had to think, you know, here he goes into detail showing us a little bit in nature how that he takes care of his creation. And we're part of that creation there. He does take care of us just like he does the birds and the grass and everything that he created. And then he tells us in the latter part here in 31 and 33, you know, what we should focus on rather than on focusing on our needs is to focus on, says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then he says, and all these things shall be added unto you. He tells us to sell what we have and to give alms and provide yourselves bags which wax not old. That's putting on his kingdom here, looking into his kingdom. It won't fail us. It won't corrupt. It's a treasure, basically, that he's giving us, offering us here. And, rather than worrying and fretting, this is what he wants us to do, is to focus on his kingdom and the things. In Matthew I believe it's chapter 6 here. He has a, I have a little bit here that kind of goes with that. Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21 says, it's talking about treasures in heaven. It says, lay not for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. And I just had to think, you know, maybe the reason why we worry and fret over our needs is because we've got our treasure in the wrong place. You know, he offers us this here and says that we don't have to worry about this treasure here because it is going to remain there. It'll remain for us because he takes, it's his treasure. He takes care of it for us. We don't have to take care of this treasure in heaven because he's protecting it. And so we don't have to worry that it'll corrupt or leave. And so instead of focusing on our needs and our wants here on earth, let's lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. And, you know, I just had to think sometimes, you know, just plain the cares and the things of this world do get us sidetracked. I mean, we do have cares. We do have things we need to take care of down here. And they do sidetrack us sometimes. We do get worried and flustered. And Jesus wants to get us right back on course again. And he says it's in chapter 11 of Matthew, verses 28 through 30. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So he offers us the rest. He offers us the peace. If we do get sidetracked, if we become burdened down with the cares and everything, he does offer us and get us back on the track here. So I was just challenged with this here in the thought of, you know, too many times I just plain worry and fret and maybe get sidetracked, and God offers peace to us. That's all I have. Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with thankful hearts for your many blessings upon us. Thank you for this day of rest, and Lord, thank you for letting us worship you and come together in fellowship. I just pray, Lord, that you bless this day. May we look to you, strengthen and guide us, Lord. Help us to glean from today and grow spiritually. Help us to be comforted. Lord, help us to be rested up. And Lord, I just ask that you would give us the peace that you offer. Help us to focus on your treasures in heaven, Lord. I just pray that you would guide and direct us. In Jesus' name.